We're talking about Bechira Chavshas. In many ways, Bechira Chavshas is a very is a very frightening thing. Chavshas basically says there's no one to blame but yourself. I talk to people, okay, I have a problem, I was bored, the Rebbe screamed at me, I have a negative attitude, every excuse in the world. My parents weren't nice to me, they beat me up, I got bullied in school. All 1 million things people have. Bechira Chavshas says they're not an excuse. You're in absolute control of your life to do with it the right or the wrong thing. It's up to you. That is the frightening thing. There are no excuses. You are responsible for your life. Don't blame anybody. And that frightening thing is a big machayev. And the Rambam goes further. Bechira Chavshas means you have unlimited opportunity up and unlimited opportunity down. Don't say, well, you know, I'm just very limited. And it says every Jew can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. Every Jew can be a tzaddik, or can be a Rasha like a Rav Menavot. The implications of that when it hits a mature human being are very great. There's no one to blame. It's me. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? It's up to you. Once that settles into a person, you can understand things, understand life in a much deeper way. It's a very, very frightening thing. There's no one to blame but yourself. The Rambam has said, and I've said this many times, a person chooses a mahal, a derech in life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him, whatever derech he happens to choose, to tov l'ra. And the derech means life becomes more easy. What do we say every morning? Shetargileinu b'mitzvah secha. What do those words mean? Targileinu. Make us rogim. Make it mitzvahs easy. Make us get used to it. And the person has to see that as a goal. To keep in perspective why I do mitzvahs, why I should do better, against all the other circumstances. I was once confronted with a very, very, very difficult shaila. It's a family. The father there was a very dominating figure. And Erev Pesach, all of a sudden, woke up in the morning, went to shave in the bathroom before he went to daven, collapsed. His wife walks in, finds him right there on the floor dead. the following morning, I was in the house, Menachem Oval. The family was just beside themselves. Didn't know what to do. That was the morning before that night was going to be B'digas Chometz. So they're coming. No more time to sit shiva. Coming into Pesach. I sat down for the Nicham Avelim. They asked me a simple question. How can we go into a Yantav or the Simchas Yantav given what just happened to us? That was not, you know, that was not an easy question. Let's last for a moment. And I said, listen, what is Pesach? Pesach, we recount that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the greatest matan in the world. That he gave us the opportunity to be Klal Yisrael and lift us up to be a whole different level of existence. If you stop and think well, what that gift you got, everything else just fades away. You have to understand deeply what it is tomorrow night you're going to feel like. And I said, thank you. After Pesach, I bumped into my friend and I said, thank you very much. Sometimes we have to understand mitzvahs and appreciate mitzvahs. Appreciate mitzvahs. And we ask the question, make it easy for us. But that means only if it's easy. Even if it's not easy. And sometimes it's Leo's Kiyum Hanobol. Not for nothing, man. It was an all of someone. It's an all. But it depends if you view things in perspective. And then it becomes very easy and uplifting and wonderful. And that is Bechiva Chavshus. Moving towards a path until that becomes the natural way you do things. And why do you move to the path till it becomes a natural way to do things? Because you see the overwhelming value in that path. Now, the fact that Bechira Chofshis is the basis of Schar V'Onesh. Now, there's an interesting machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Very fundamental. What Tchilas HaMeisim is and what Olam Haba is. The Rambam views the world in the following way. A person's here for whatever amount of time he's in this planet, 120 years. He dies. His neshama goes into Olam HaNeshamos. And then, we come back. We live a long life, many years, and then we die again, and the neshama goes back to the old neshamas. Ramban has a problem with that. He says, so what's the purpose? The neshama goes to the old neshamas. Comes back, goes back. So just stay there. What's this back and forth for? Ramban has a different view. We come back at Chiyus HaMeisim. We lead a very elevated life. And gradually, as we lead an elevated life, our physical bodies become spiritual, and it continues here on some sort of spiritual planet Earth. What the Rambam is, if you take carefully what the Rambam writes about Chiyas Mesu, writes as follows. In 120 years, I go up to Shemayim. I'm judged by what I did in this world that was within Chira Chavshis. Now, there are certain things that are beyond Chira Chavshis. I was born at a time that there were wars. There were this, all sorts of war events that prevented me from doing something. There are things that were not within my control that prevented me from doing things. So, what happens? I come back a second time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me the opportunity to reach the Madriga I was moving towards on the way to without any impediments. And then I get to final sense. The Rambam's view of Olam Haba is a very simple view. It's not that Gur Shemayim and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, okay, we have the scorecard, so many mitzvahs, so many various, this. No. It's a much more subtle thing. Everything, and those of you who learned Nefesh HaChayim, those of you who during my life, every mitzvah I do impacts my neshama. Every avera I do impacts my neshama. I'm building my own neshama. I am the elokai neshama shenasatavi tohorin. It's in my hands to develop it in all the different directions. So every mitzvah, every davening I do, everything I learn, every mitzvah I do, every tefillah shofar, every tefillah, every tzitzis, every tefillin, everything I do impacts my neshama. Some impact my neshama more, some impact my neshama less. Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Have you zohar b'mitzvah kalik v'chamura?" We don't understand how different mitzvahs impact us, our neshama. At the end of my life, my neshama is where I've developed and made it to be. And that neshama finds its place in the Olam Emes. The top, at the bottom, is all. And Bechira Chavshis is that entire process I am in total control of. So it's Chametz is in this world, it's Chametz is in the next world. What do we say every day? Odom Ocho Per Sembo Olam Azeh, V'Karen Kayem Aslo Olam Abba. It flips. You created it out of your tzarta, you shaped it, you formed it. And you put it into me. And you're going to take it away from me someday. Give it to me in the future. Back. But it is in my absolute control what I do with that neshama. It's my decision. No blames. There's certain external things that influence a person, certainly. A person who's born in a certain period of persecution and had to move from place to place. So he's limited what he can do. He makes a lot of decisions, but does not necessarily have all the opportunities.
Okay.
Now, there's something that's interesting. The Rambam begins with a certain stira that exists in Bechira Chofshis and explains. The stira that exists within Bechira Chofshis is the Rambam beginning in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Yisrael HaTorah. What is it? Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on two levels. It's V'yodata Hayom V'ashevose Elo Lecha. There's knowledge up here. A lot of things that I know about. Yeah, it's not part of my being. It's not who I am. It's not deep inside of me. That's knowledge I have, yeah. I see the news every day, and most of it goes right by me. I know it, yeah. Goes right by me. But there's certain things, you take it seriously, it becomes part of you. And that is, there's a mitzvah of Yedias HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what does this mitzvah encompass? What does this mitzvah encompass? Leda, to know who Himtzi Umamtzi. He created the entire world, Yesh Mayayin, and He continues to give it existence. Okay. But more than that, anything and everything that happens in this world is caused by HaKadosh Baruch Hu willingly. Right now I look out the window, there's a tree, there's a wind, there's a leaf blowing in the wind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making all of that happen willingly at this moment. Nothing happens in this world unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes. So that means, wait a second. If I pick the sefer up, where did I get the ability to pick the sefer up? I can say, well, my brain sent messages to the nerves and the muscles in my hand, and I picked it up. But what caused this entire chain of events to happen? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was causing everything to happen. Willfully. Not automatically. If I let go and this thing falls down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making it fall down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu works within Teva. He's managing it. Teva is just the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. But he's actively running the entire thing. No. There's an ABC in the Rambam's view of the world. Then he says, wait a second. So that means if I take a gun, I pull the trigger, and I shoot someone. When I pull the trigger, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is enabling me to pull the trigger. He's causing the explosion that sends the bullet out. So who's causing it? I'm calling HaKadosh Baruch Hu's causing it. Ram says, no. Both are true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world according to Teva. Yes. And what is a nace? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, stop, I'm running it differently. I'm running it differently. But otherwise it runs according to Teva. So, he enables me, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, what's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I should kill this person? No. It's a higher Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enable every human being to exercise his Bechira Chofshis. And he'll go along with him. Rambam says, Al Titama, do not wonder. Hechi Adam also komar shiach mal to you maise mesula. The chiasa oum domo shalo bishus kona ubalo chefto HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it. Habo the time assign also. If I want to move in a direction of being a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me. If I want to move in the opposite direction, he's going to help me. The ultimate Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu that supersedes everything is to give the human being the opportunity to develop his neshama with Bechira Chofshis. Dashav kol b'cheftzo yasa. Everything is done with his willful. V'afal pi shemaaseinu mesurim lo. Even though mesurim lanu. Even though we have free choice. Ketza. Shem chofetz hayotze. Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that when I let go, this thing falls. And that it rains and everything happens. Shanshar Brios. Olam Liotzim Kimil Hogim Shechovitz. Well, if you have the cats running around eating up the garbage. Okay, they don't have a Chiva Chavshis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making that happen. Anything, all causation ultimately goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Kocha chovetz liyotza odem reshuso b'yodo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to be able to do what I want to do. That is the highest rotzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He created us with a neshama and gave, wants us within our ability to do what that neshama wants. And he wants him to do it without any incest. Lo yelo, lo kofa, nothing forcing him, Moshe, elohu, me'atzma, ubedaito, shenotzen lo hakel, otzo, kolcho, odom, yocholaz. Lefikach. Without that, there's no schavi on it. Donem, otzo, lefim, aysen. Motzo, tovo, me'tivim, otzo, rom, me'riyim. Hu sha'anovi yomem, me'yedchem, hoysu, zos, lochem, you caused it. Heima, bochru, b'racheyem. Ki kol eile yavircha elokim b'mishpot. Udash yesh b'yorcha koch l'atzim otzit ato litein es hadin. Very strong. The Rambam believed in the unique ability of the individual to exercise his b'chiva chofshis. And it's an unlimited ability to go all the way up or chas v'sholem, all the way down. Shema Toma, and he gets to his famous problem. His famous problem is, it's a Mishnah. Hakol tzofui v'chusnet nebi hakol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen, and I have ability to make. I don't understand. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen, how do I have the ability to do anything opposite? Famous problem. But the Mishnah addresses it directly. And here's a little bit of Akdoma we need to understand the answer to that. When Moshe Rabbeinu was in Har Sinai, he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu as follows. Hareini notz chodecho. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says as follows. Ki lo yirani ho'odom v'choy. And it says, Hodeini no as drachecho, huay doacho, l'malam tzachim b'enecho. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, fine. What does that mean? Tell us amidos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem, Hashem, kerachamach. Let's go back to the first question. The Rambam explains, Moshe Rabbeinu, once he understood the entire Torah, the Torah is the source of all the chokhmah in this world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu of all chokhmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this world is capable of containing. So, Rambam writes, he understood every aspect of the Bria. Knew it all. But then he wanted to go to the next step. He wanted to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer him? No. As long as your neshama is in your guf, so while we are physical beings, and our neshama uses the physical guf for everything it does, and for all of our understanding, we understand everything about the physical world. Something that's way beyond the physical world, when you're alive, you'll never understand. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want a second thing. I want to understand Tzadik V'Ralo Rosh HaVetovlo. Something else I want to understand. Baruch says that you can't. Why not? Because HaKadosh Baruch has this master cheshbon, how he runs this world. Different people think they run the world. Right now the world, if you read anything in the news, there are two massive egos. There's the ego of Donald Trump, the ego of Mujtaba Khomeini, and their egos are bumping into each other. Okay? HaKadosh Baruch is managing the whole thing. Will there be a war? There won't be a war, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umar and Brach and Abarazor, Milchomot Saniyav, there will be one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's deciding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu manages everything in a very total way. And since it's a total cheshbon, there's no way we can understand necessary certain parts and details in that total cheshbon. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a total cheshbon. And this is Tzadik V'Ralo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a total cheshbon. We don't understand that. And sometimes Rosh HaVetovlo. What happened, every attempt they had to kill Hitler failed. I know my son of Naftali's wife's grandfather ran a Jewish orphanage in Budapest in the war, next door to the headquarters of the Gestapo. It was when you read the story of everything he did, it's an amazing story. Then there was one vicious leader of the Gestapo. They decided they had to get rid of him. Everything they tried, nothing worked. Then they followed him. He's a good German. Did everything very precisely, the same thing every day without change. Every day he went into a certain restaurant, ordered a certain type of soup, exactly at a certain time, like clockwork. So there was a Jew dressed as a Hungarian guy, got a job as a waiter in that restaurant. And every day for X amount of time would serve this man the soup, put it on a table. The man would sit next to the window looking who's coming and go eat the soup. Everything was like good German. Everything's clockwork. When they killed Jews, everything was nice, fine, just like clockwork. Okay, Vayovo Ayom, he saw how everything worked. He had some poison. He put it in the soup. And he's waiting there. And man takes up the spoon about to put it in his mouth. And someone walks by, goes like that, drops it, and spills the soup. What he realized, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemayim was running things. Everything was perfect. Everything was perfect. Okay. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs everything. We don't understand because there's such a total picture. We have no idea how each piece fits in. It's being run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we know. It's a total way. Something else And that master plan is something we can't. We say Anim Smiros. Anim Smiros is a very subtle. I tell Dr. Kova I haven't seen you. Adamcha, I can approximate you. Achancha, I give it a name. But I really don't know. So how do I do it? So biyad neviyacha, through the neviim, so ravadecha, and through a chazal, the Torah Shabbat teaches us. The misa. We approximate Hadar Kvod Hadacha, with glory, covered. Du Loscha, Uvigursecha, your godless and your power. Kino, we give a name, we talk to Pulasecha, by the strength of what you do. Dimu Oscha, we can approximate it. Veloka for Yeshcha, but that's not who you are. We Ashvucha, and we equate you with Fimatsecha. The only thing we know about a Kodesh Baruch Hu is how he acts in this world. But that which is beyond this world, there's no way we can have an understanding. So what Das HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and how Das HaKadosh Baruch Hu functions is something that's beyond the human being's ability, because that's the next level beyond what a human being is capable of. That goes in L'Yirani Odom V'Choy. And the Rambam says, the cave in Shukain, in Koach, he says, Shem Koach, we ain't died to Shalot of Yochel Hasik Dovazar, we don't know his. Shem Koach, but Odom Hasik will him to Amitas Habore. We cannot understand the essence of what a Kodesh Baruch Hu is. Shenemar, Kilo Yerani, her Odom Vachoy. We don't understand how he knows things. Who shall we omer? Kilo machshavos, I machshavos say from the dark kerchem duach. We came and she came because of that. Ain't been a koach reda. Ech yod haKadosh Baruch Hu kolabu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is simultaneous. He knows anything and everything that's happening in this entire world. Anything that's happening in my mind. Anything that's happening in your mind. Anything that's happening in your mind. Anything happening in the minds of the billions of people in this world simultaneously and making everything happen, we have no clue how that works. But that's the way it is. This is an amazing thing. And beginning with Aristotle. Aristotle, all those things, he says, yes. But there's something beyond the world that's making it happen. How it works, what it works, it's something happened. It's something out there. It just can't happen by itself. The famous conversation. Between Napoleon and one of the great French physicists, who wrote the book on celestial mechanics, how all the planets work. He thought he had everything figured out. Presented it to his emperor Napoleon, and Napoleon said, you didn't mention to God how everything works. He says, I don't need that hypothesis, he said. Another French mathematician was de Lagrange. He said, it's beautiful. You need it because it doesn't work without it. Einstein had this great picture of the world, and he said, but it doesn't work unless there's something out there making it work. A lot of physicists today, it's very popular, that there's something out there that's making it work. We don't know what it is. The world by itself can't function unless there's something outside there making it work. More and more people are coming to that decision. So, what do we know? So, how do we know it? Know that. We know it. So, because the Torah tells us that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how does it work? It tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu willfully makes everything happen. It's a willful decision by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that makes anything and everything happen. It doesn't happen automatically. There's not some blind force out there. It's a willful decision that makes everything happen. But we don't understand that entire mechanism because it's beyond us. And sometimes you have to admit there's something beyond you. Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim says a very, very simple thing. There's a greater mind in me that I have to simply accept, understand things with a better understanding than I do. And there's a greater will that my understanding doesn't run the world, nor does my will run the world. I have to be machnia myself to a greater mind and to a greater will. I want X, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you can't have it. I want this, you can't have it. That's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kabbalah to Malchus Shemayim is two. Now we're talking about recognizing and accepting the fact there's a mind way beyond anything we can understand. I can understand a smaller human mind, a greater human mind, up to a point. But then there's something way beyond that. When you're alive, you never understand that. And because of that, we don't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands. And even lower, we don't understand the total picture with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And well, we know that we know what the Pesukim say, we know. Yes. Now, when we say, and there are two levels of HaKadosh Baruch Hu knowing what's going to happen. Example. You have Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik has this Mara Nevuah. He's going to run everything and everyone's bowed down to him. Right? Now, in order for this to happen, a lot of steps have to happen in between. He has to get to HaMitzrayim. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does he do? He uses different Bechira Chafshas of different people to get him to Mitzrayim. And I say it all the time. So, at the end of Yosef's life, at the end, after Yaakov Avinu dies, the brothers come to Yosef. Yosef said, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted me in Mitzrayim. He's going to get me there. He didn't get me this way, he's going to get me that way. He didn't get me this way, he's going to get me that way. He used your bad midos to get me to Mitzrayim. Use your bad midos to get me to Mitzrayim. So, that I am in Mitzrayim, okay, it has nothing to do with you. The fact that I had to go through the avdus, all the steps, that's like a responsible arranging it. You have bad meters? That's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do you want from me? But then even Yosef had that dream, he's going to rule around the world. Not so simple. All of a sudden, he's brought to Mitzrayim as an Eved. Now, how does he present himself to people? He presents himself to people, I'm an Ivri. Who are the Ivrim? We know that the Egyptians had contempt for the Ivrim. They wouldn't sit down to eat with them. Now, everyone knew they're in Eretz Yisrael, they're a group of funny people, founded by this maniac Avraham Avinu, who's teaching the Avodah Zarah Sheker and this one God. And also to Avraham Avinu's teaching. Yeah, it's Talmidim, yeah, it's a group of people, etc. Those are the Yifrim. That this Yosef, the grandson, great grandson of that maniac, they didn't know. They know he's in every Shem Shemayim Shogu B'Fuf. First thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted out of him is a very simple thing. I'm going to put you in a circumstance where everyone's going to look down on you, and you're going to be in a problem, and you're going to have great success, and you're going to say it's all Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's running the world. And they're going to look at you crazy. You're one of these different people. First Nisoyan he had. That's the Nisoyan everyone has, how he presents himself. The Nisoyan next. Then the Nisoyan of Eishes Potifa. Unbelievable Nisoyan. He passes that. Goes to jail. Who is he? Nifri. Is that good for his future? It's bad for his future. I don't care. That is who I am. That's what I have to do. And he's pat. Now, how does he keep that up? It doesn't happen by itself. It does it in a very funny way. When the brothers come back and tell Yaakov Avinu, Yosef's alive, and he's that monster ruling Mitzrayim. They were talking about, you know, this guy ruling Mitzrayim, this big monster. Who's this monster? It's Yosef. Yeah, this is what I dreamed about for my son, Yosef. Then it says, Vayara Golos. Yosef sent him a message. I'm still Yosef. Oh, Yosef Benicha. Why? Yosef said, you know, I kept learning Torah the entire time. I'm still learning the Torah you taught me. Ooh. Then it's possible to survive. So Yosef being put there in jail, there is an evidence tribe. He's learning all the Torah. Yaakov Avinu said he's presenting himself, doing everything he's spoke to as if he's back in Yaakov Avinu's house. Nothing changes. He's maintaining himself. Survives everything. And the last, then all of a sudden, he walks into jail one day. And he sees the Sarah open, Sarah Mashkin depressed. He goes, who cares? Can I help you? Something's bothering you? If he's going to rule Mitzrayim, he has to show he cares about people. If he hadn't taken that last step, Hashem Baruch Hu said, if he hadn't done everything he did the entire time, Hashem Baruch Hu ran it with a goal, but it's up to Yosef to deserve it. I sent the shmooze this week. Hashem Baruch Hu promised Klal Yisrael, we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. We're on the way. And they blew it. They flunked the test. So they don't get Eretz Yisrael. There's nothing free in this world. So Hashem Baruch Hu runs everything with goals. You have to deserve it. That's what Nisoyan is about. But he's running everything in a very detailed way with a lot of Cheshbon. And we don't understand the master plan. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu asked two things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One, the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no. And other, I'd like to see Tzadik for Rabbi Rosh HaVetovo to understand your master plan, how it all fits together. You're never going to understand the master plan. So, Bechir HaChavshis, and Yediyas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I Yediya, it's all one. Now, that idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running everything down to the finest detail. The Rambam says, and it's expounded very much by Rambam Rambam. He says as follows: there are two levels of knowledge. The Yodata Hayom Hashivos Elovavech. Knowledge up there and knowledge down there. That has to become part of me. That means, last week, I had something the doctor gave me to turn antibiotics. Okay. When I took that antibiotics, what's my attitude? There's infection. Antibiotics will take care of infection. Oh no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make the antibiotics take care of the infection. Because nothing happens unless. And if I don't, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make the bacteria cause me to be ill. Is that in front of your eyes, in the back of the head or the front of your consciousness at each time? Yes. And that is what a Nisayan and what Bechira Chavshus is. Bechira Chavshus says, I can do whatever I want. But wait a second. We also talked about a derech. Certain things may be beyond me at certain points. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me a Nisayan I can't deal with. The answer is no. Kind of doesn't give a person a sign. He's pushing him and pushing him and pushing him to the maximum that his Bechira Chavshus enables him to do. Bechira Chavshus has its limits, but I can have a derech that's going to lead me the end of the derech to be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. But along that way, I got to prove myself. I got to improve myself. I have to build myself. Life is building yourself. And that's where I'm going. So, Avraham Avinu at the end of his life had an Nisayon, Yakeid. He didn't have it at the beginning of his life. I don't know if he could have dealt with it at the beginning of his life, earlier. But at that point, he was. Himnesis Avram, so the Medrash says very clearly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give me a sign you can't deal with. But what is it? That's part of Avram's building himself to where he became. Bechira Chavshus is yes, is unlimited, but unlimited in the ultimate achievement at the end, as long as I want that achievement. It's a very frightening thing. I sometimes look at this Rambam and I tremble. Mom says, I could have made myself to be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu if I really wanted it. Problem, I really don't want it. Boom. You can be. You didn't say I can be the biggest Navi. No, a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. So basically, and the Rambam talks about a derech. If I had had that as my ultimate goal, and I had really had the deep desire to do it, I could have made it. It's a very frightening one. I'm an alcoholic. What can I do? I'm an alcoholic. I can't control myself. There are steps to get control of your alcoholism. I have problems getting up for me in the morning. I have problems. A lot of people have problems with a lot of stuff. No such thing, no excuse. Yeah, but what does the Rambam say? Bechira Chavshus means a goal, working to that goal, and I have absolute ability to get to that goal. Ramban says, I'm a apostle. The goal is in what? I have a goal to have $100 billion. I mean, I'm not going to get there. A goal to be exactly emotional, but I can get there. So Ramban says in the Pasuk, "B'tach b'Hashem v'aseh tov, shkom ba'aretz u'rei emuna." What's b'tach b'Hashem? What's emuna? What's b'tach and what's emuna? He says, Ramban says, if I have a goal, my avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can be happy talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if I do it and I work, I'm going to get there. Comes to Asay Tov, Petach Hashem. Nothing out of your ability. Shalom Baruch, when it comes to my business, I have a muna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running it, but it's nothing I can rely on. So what this says is, it's a frightening idea. That's true. My achievements, in my avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, depend only on one, what I set the goalpost to be. And if you go there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you get to that goalpost. But you want to set your goals not in your avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your goals in other things may happen, may not happen. Part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's master plan. And the Rambam writes that this way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. This way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. It's not supposed to be in the back of your mind, but in the front of your mind when you're acting during the day, every week, all the time. That I am running, I am doing something, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making it happen. And if I have this genius idea to invest in something, and all of a sudden it takes off, the pasuk says, "He who knows the koach lasus chayo." He's the koach to make money. So, Uncle Trent says, he gives you the eitzah to buy that when it's low and sell it when it's high. Okay, it comes from it. If the antibiotic I took last week worked, why did it work? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it work. We decided, okay. Antibiotic won't work. You'll get the infection. But that is, when the Rambam talks about it, he says that the chiv that would be, you know, this entire thing is not stami yadiyah, in the back of my mind. I have to understand, I am in total control of my life. In total control of my life. No one else is controlling it. No one else is directing. And we'll go on with the assembly in the next few weeks with different aspects. Okay. It's these both people don't have the Yesodos of Emunah clearly in their mind. They say a lot of foolish and stupid things. But the Rambam says to keep knowing, the reason the Rambam put it here, and he explains, is internalizing this as a basis for all your activities and being part of you. That's the mitzvah essay in the Torah. Okay, it's 11:30.